The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, which was the ninth Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 to 14, where Abraham has three visitors come to see him, one of them being the Lord. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so that you will be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seahs of fine flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice, tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There in the tent," he said. Then the Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance of the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." My dear friends in Christ, prior to this reading, the Lord had appeared to Abraham and repeated to him the promises that he had made to him many years before this. He had promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. He made that promise again, and he changed his name from Abram, which means exalted father, to Abraham, meaning the father of many. And that was to testify to that promise that he made, that he'd be the father of many nations. The Lord promised to Abraham then also how God would give to Abraham and his descendants the entire land of Canaan as an inheritance. He promised Abraham and Sarah a son, whom they were to call Isaac. And Abraham's faith under these circumstances is really amazing, isn't it? He was 99 years old at this time. He was a 99-year-old who heard God's promises for years. He'd heard them for years. He first heard them basically when he was 75, and now he's 99. But he himself couldn't personally, at least at this point, see any of the fulfillment of any of those promises, really. He didn't own any land. He and Sarah had no children. But Abraham showed himself to be a believer, even under these circumstances. And, well, we want to imitate that faith of Abraham, huh? And as a sign of and seal of his promises, what the Lord did then is he instituted circumcision, and that's the Old Testament counterpart of our New Testament baptism, because of the faith that God had given to Abraham, had graciously put in Abraham's heart. Abraham took God at his word, and on that very day he had himself and every male in his household circumcised. Well, then sometime later, after that promise, after that covenant was made, well, then the Lord and two angels appeared to Abraham, as our reading tells us. Our reading says, Abraham looked and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance to his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. Interesting to note that Abraham was one of the wealthiest men of his day, but even under such circumstances, he wasn't proud. He was rather filled with such humility. Had Abraham recognized that one of these three was the Lord himself, or that there were two angels here? He did say, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by." However, that word for "my Lord" there, it could be replaced by the word "sir," just a showing of respect towards someone, showing also of his own humility. From this occurrence, what we really would probably do is expect that whenever Abraham would be blessed with a guest like this, whenever they came to him, he would treat them like this. Although it wasn't written yet, Abraham had taken the Apostle Paul's words to heart when he said, "Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought." He had a humble faith in the promises of God. In a painting of the crucifixion by the famous Dutch painter Rembrandt, attention is first drawn to the cross and to Christ, who died there to pay for our sins and to win for us salvation. Then attention is next drawn to the crowd that was there at Calvary, and you think of their attitudes and their actions at Calvary. And then your eyes drift to one corner of the painting, one edge of the painting, and you see a little man there, the little figure of a man in the darkness, and that's Rembrandt himself. By putting himself there, what he was saying is, "My sins nailed my Savior there, but he died for me, and I believe it." When you get right down to it, Rembrandt's faith was kind of like the faith of Abraham in our reading, and the humble faith, I pray, also that God has hopefully given to each of us. So may each of us ask God to help us imitate Abraham's humble faith. We're blessed when we too can humbly yet boldly say, "My sins nailed the Savior to the cross, but he died for me, and I believe it." May God give each of us such a humble faith, confident in what our Savior has done for us. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, please help. Please keep sending your Holy Spirit to me, working through your word, so I have a humble faith like Abraham that sees my sin and knows my Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.